I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaletta is in the house. It's a rainy, dreary, miserable Friday. Shaletta will brighten up with her energy. She'll be with us for multiple segments before we are done. Our friend Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, is going to join us at 2:35. Hello. How are you?
Hey. You talking to me?
You.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I am
okay. I know you. I know you. I knew I was going to have to console you. I knew you was going to be hurt.
Yes.
I knew Adam was going to be sad. I knew Dan was going to be surprised. I knew. Because when I went to the liquor store where I live, when I'm not on Twitter, Dennis Brother Liquor and Steve Dennis, who owns
When are you not on Twitter? When exactly is that?
Okay, so apparently I slept last night from 9 to 3. And then I woke up, rolled over, and got back on Twitter. Because I can't, that's where my mail goes. The Twitter people, they get my mail, they go through it for me, then they send it to me.
I have a feeling you had some presets, though, firing at all times, even during your rest. I'm just guessing. So
I told you I don't do the presets on Twitter anymore because I was doing something and I was tagging somebody and then I didn't know that they had died. And so I was like, oh my God, this is so awesome. I get to talk to so-and-so. And then his wife called. They were like, is this some sick joke? And I was like, what you talking about? She was like, he died. I was like, oh, Jesus, Lord. So I stopped the presets. So everything I do is in real time, which is probably why I've gone viral.
Well, I was going to say, still could inadvertently tag somebody when you're awake and don't realize. I mean, was it Abe Lincoln? I mean, seriously.
It was one of my church members' husbands or something. I can't remember who it was, but I was like, oh, I
close friend, obviously. That. Really close. Did she come back and say, he died 19 years ago? All right, so.
So anyway, I was saying I had to console the guy who owns the liquor store who knows us and loves us, and he was just heartbroken. And, you know, then he had to say, well, you know, if you're smiling, I mean, I'm crying. I don't know what, you know, if you're okay, then I guess I need to be okay, but I'm heartbroken. So I'm telling other people, it's okay. It's going
to
be all right.
But we have to tell people what we are talking about because you shared this with me months ago.
I did.
You wanted to keep this private, I was going to keep it private. You know, both of us are fairly, and that's understatement, fairly transparent about our lives, but there are certain things that people may not want to share. But you and Sean are now divorced.
We are divorced. We are. And I don't want to say the D word. I'm going to say my marriage ended. Can I do that?
Sure.
Can I do that? Okay.
Good.
All right. Okay. That's what I want to say. All right. Okay.
So
I'm saying my marriage ended.
Okay.
Where are you, Dan? Are you on the floor? Is Dan on the floor?
No,
he's
nodding. He's listening. He's.
I'm always praying for
this. This is big news, right? This is big.
It is.
News,
it
right?
is. It is.
It's not
it
easy.
Is.
I have been divorced myself. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
So, can I ask questions?
Yeah.
I know you're a lot. Everybody knows you're a lot. Okay. And you're a lot because you're a lot of great and you're a lot of, there's a lot of you coming at us. Okay. What happened?
In case you haven't heard, I'm a bit much.
Yeah. Yes.
In case you haven't heard. And my husband has, and my ex-husband, Sean, has the patience of Job. And in 15 years of marriage, he never, and I bragged about this all the time, like, he never told me no. Like, I don't know if y'all remember that time I had it in my heart. I had a great idea that we were going to replicate those pictures that Barack and Michelle Obama took for Michelle's birthday.
Yes.
We were going to do it at Valentine's Day.
I remember.
So we could go viral. I remember we went viral. I was trying to get Michelle Obama's attention, but she acted like she didn't see me. And so I asked him to come home and cut his beard. And so he did. He didn't even ask any questions.
How about when Oprah was at the St. Paul Hotel and you sat outside with the kids and it was like 10 below? And he was right there.
And he had no idea where we were, because he woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had snuck the kids out the house because I knew if I told him, he was gonna make me stay home. So, you know, because he's the voice of reason. You know, he's the calm one. He's the one with the medical school degree. So let's not even count the times I've had him drive the RV full of toys and books down south. You know, on a whim, like you get off from work and we got to drive 22 hours. You know, because I got this great idea in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Okay, remind me of this story. Was it like a high school girlfriend of his, like 20 years later, just said happy birthday and you were threatening to...
Oh, hell broke loose at the house.
Yeah. You were going to decapitate him.
I think the foundation, somebody had to come over here and do the foundation over, because I just shook the whole house. So I'm a bit much. I am. I'm not going to lie to anybody when I say that I know that I'm a piece of work. And so, you know, it just, you know, after a while, we just looked at each other and I said, is it time? And he said, yes, yeah, it's time, baby. Let's go on and do it. And we did it. And let me tell you something. I've heard divorce horror stories where there's mediators and there's multiple lawyers and there's back and forth. And, you know, I have to say that Sean and I were so good about it, Chad and Dan. He said, what you want? And I told him, and, you know, like I said, in the 15 years of marriage, he never told me no. Whatever I want, he gave it to me. And we also decided that we weren't going to pay no whole bunch of lawyers. We know what we got, and we know how much we love these kids. And so we're going to sit down with a piece of paper, and we're going to figure out who gets what together, because
mm-hmm.
we're a team.
Yep.
And then once we figure it out, then we're going to give it to the lawyer and let the judge sign off on it. And so they were doing stuff like, well, you know, how do you want with the kids and the holidays? The whole way through the paperwork, it says parents will decide, parents will decide, parents will decide. Because we don't need you to tell us when we can and can't see our kids. We don't need you to tell us what time to drop them off, because we're having fun and we don't want to leave to have fun to meet a deadline. We love each other and these kids enough to keep the peace and to love each other through this and to stay prayerful. And, you know, one of our family mottos, Dan, is happiness is a choice. No matter what is going on in life, as difficult as it may seem, you have the choice to be happy. And so when we got ready to sit down and tell the kids, because people were like, well, what about the kids? How are the kids going to feel? How are they going to react? I've watched my children, and Chad, you have a child with special needs. I've watched my children battle through autism mm-hmm. and health issues and concerns. And these kids are a lot stronger than we give them credit for. And what we do is a lot of times, and we don't even realize it, is we project our fears on our kids. And when we talked to our children, we sat down, we held hands, we were smiling, and we had a conversation. And the kids saw that we were okay, and we were smiling, and they took their cues from us. And we were finished talking. They were like, okay, so can we go get some ice cream or something? And we were like, hell yeah, let's go get some ice cream.
Yeah.
And we went and got some ice cream from Culver's, and we sat outside and laughed and talked. And can I just honestly tell you that there were no tears shed, nobody sad, nobody's crying, nobody's upset or angry. You know, in life sometimes things just run their course. And this had run its course. And not to say that we're not going to still love each other and pray for each other and be a team on so many things, but with the marriage, it has officially ended.
How does it feel right now?
Well, I keep checking to see if Dean Phillips is called. I keep tagging him to see if he's going to respond. So far, nothing.
Yep.
Very anxious about that situation right there.
How about Jim Peterson?
You know, I'm hopeful you know, I wanted to give Dean first shot.
Okay.
You know,
oh, so Jim's second. So just so.
No. Jim's actually third. Jim's actually
who's second?
Major Garrett.
Major Garrett second.
Come on now.
Okay. I do believe all are married. I mean,
but I don't know the status, though.
True.
I don't know.
I mean,
you don't know. What did Lin-Manuel Miranda say? I'm not going to throw away my shot.
Well, I do remember when you still were producing this show and Gerson Rosas came in studio.
That was my boy. They got some stuff over there with them, don't they? Woo, child.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know his status. You know, I mean,
he got a lot. I'm gonna let the smoke clear on all of that.
Okay, I'm just gonna say
he was my boy. He was never my boo. Now let's get
okay.
You know,
okay.
He's my boy. Dan Cook's my boy. You know, that's my boy. But my boo, that's a whole nother. Don't make Dean Phillips jealous because he real protective of me. So
yeah.
Dean is my boo. Gerson is my boy.
Yeah,
he's going through some stuff right now. Though.
I believe at one point I did give you Dean Phillips' phone number and said this may be the dumbest decision of my entire life.
I have used that responsibly. I have used that. I have only called him 51 times from various phone numbers. I've been calling him from Andrew's phone number because I thought, well, Andrew got a new phone and maybe he don't know it's me. So I'm going to call from Andrew's phone number. And then it went to voicemail. I was like, I can't leave a message because he going to know it's me. So I keep calling back from Andrew's phone, but I don't leave a message hoping that one day he might pick up. So we'll see. So far, nothing.
Persistence, I think, is what Shaletta has said. Well, you know, on this, everybody here loves you.
I know.
Sean, by all accounts, is a tremendous person. I wish him only the best.
He is.
And I want happiness for everybody involved, most importantly for your kids.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I just thank you for being a friend. Because had you told me the secret like I told you, I would have been telling everybody and then telling them not to tell nobody.
Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah, but you really kept that all the way under lock and key, so I appreciate. I really do appreciate.
If I told you that, it would have been on Twitter 10 seconds later while we're still talking.
I would have typed it up while we were talking, but I wouldn't have hit send and tagged you until we hung up.
I don't believe that. You would have. Let's pause here. Shaletta, Feisty Friday. What's coming up on the Shaletta Show tomorrow, starting at 11? We'll find out in moments. It's not the Shaletta Show, but she's still picking out the bumper music.
I mean, you should have seen the number of emails I got before this segment about how this was going to go.
I didn't even play bumper music when I was producing the show. It'd be like it was back after commercial. He's like, is there music? Did you put it in?
Yeah.
I don't know if his dad ass start talking. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the number of times music wouldn't play, and she'd be looking down, she'd be tweeting. And then she kind of raise her eyes up and look at me like, "Yeah, start talking. I'm doing other stuff right now." So if you think I'm going to try to figure out why the computer froze, you got the wrong person here.
Okay, you child, look. Okay, it's not going to happen for you. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Okay. So why did you want that piece of bumper music play?
Okay, so that is Sonny D's new song, "Dried Up." It came out this week. And it just gave me life. When Sean and I decided that the marriage was going to end, I got on Twitter looking for some, you know, cat videos or something, or, you know, dog chasing the elephant, you know, just something to take my mind off what I was about to go through. I mean, it's peaceful and as loving as it is, it still is what it is.
It's still very hard.
Yeah, it's some paperwork you got to fill out. You ain't just breaking up and you get to walk away. It's, you know, some paperwork. You got to go talk to a judge, and you know, you got to tell your kids and your mama. You know, so it's something. And so, Sonny D, local Twin Cities musician and radio personality, she works at The Current. She had the song called "Dry It Up," and at the time, it was just like a 27-second clip of her in the studio on Twitter singing it. And I haven't felt a song like that since I heard Aretha Franklin sing "Ain't No Way" for the first time. It is just like, it was just amazing. And I don't even really know Sonny. I think I met her once, but it was like she was in my life and in my heart, and everything she was singing, I was feeling. And so I was like, when is the song coming out? And she was like, it's coming out on Friday, which is today. And I was like, girl, that's when I'm going to tell my friend about my divorce. This was a song about people breaking up. And I almost cried because it was just so, it was so real for me. And well, I felt this is my new anthem.
Okay.
This is it.
You
this
keep
is
talking, but I want to.
Every superhero need an anthem.
Yeah.
Every superhero need an anthem.
Let's play it a little bit more here. So I know this, Shaletta. When I fall for a song, it fits in with the rest of my personality. When I can beat something in the ground, then I'm capable of playing the song like 20, 30 times in a row.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My kids know it. I've listened to it like 12 times today. Like, even y'all playing it now, I'm acting like it's the first time I heard it. It's just, and that song just gave me life. And, I mean, to the point where I was, like, hunting down John Bream at the Star Tribune and stalking him. Like, you got to hear this song. You got. He was like, are you promoting this? I was like, I don't even know this woman. I don't even know how to pronounce. I had to call her today to figure out how to pronounce her name. I don't know anything about her. But I know this song is fire. And, you know, I don't know if he's going to do a story about it, but I was just excited to, you know, stalk him at his car in the parking lot at the Star Tribune. And I don't know if you see the pictures, but he's like, I was like, you John Bream, right? I'm Shaletta. Listen, you got to hear this song.
You are on tomorrow. Okay. while you continue to stalk Bream, go uh-huh. Riemann, go pursue Riemann Schneider too. I don't know, Brian Oak, other... other music influencers in town, go ahead. All right, what's coming up on tomorrow's show?
We are going to talk about digital equity with schools starting back and some kids going remotely. The digital divide is real in communities of color for kids who don't have internet access and good internet access. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
When you have good internet access and internet access. And then we're going to talk about something that is difficult for people to talk about right now, but we have to address it. Woman went missing. She was found dead.
Gabby Petito.
Yep, tragic story for her family. But there are so many thousands of black and brown and indigenous people who come up missing, and they don't get a blip. And, you know, Gabby went missing. They dedicated 30-minute specials on CNN. Black woman come up missing. You're going to see a picture on the telephone pole next to a missing cat and the sale of a 95 Honda Odyssey or something. I mean, we've got to do better and have equity when reporting on stories like this. There was an African-American woman, her son was missing, and she made the same impassioned plea. Where is the outcry? Where is the attention for my child? Well, once she did that, guess what? They found him.
Yeah, we did on Tuesday, we did three lengthy segments on this because it's shameful, and it's indefensible. And I understand the news business is also in the profit business. Okay, let's just be honest. We're here at CCO, public radio the same. But there is an equity situation. There is an equality situation. There is a decency situation. And it can't be so imbalanced to the attractive white woman every single time. And every one of us still has empathy and sympathy. It feels horrible that this young woman's life was ended potentially in just a horrific way. So my most sincere sympathies. But there are hundreds, there are thousands of others who don't fit that mold, and because of that, on electronic television, they don't get that opportunity. And maybe it's a little bit better because Jamie joined us, and Jamie said at CBS they have meetings about this. They're aware of it. Bravo. On all of them, especially the cable networks, I want to see more of it. I want to hear less talk and more results.
Yeah, exactly. Less meetings, more making it happen, surely.
We got to go. I will be listening tomorrow, and you know my love is always there for you.
I love you guys, too. Thank you for being there for me, Chad, being a rock. Let me lean on you and giving me good, sound, practical advice about, you know, how to handle my kids and make it easy on them. I just appreciate your friendship and for you being open enough to talk to me about it.
I appreciate it. You do that to a great friend, and you are a great friend of mine. I will be listening tomorrow.
All right, love you guys. But where's Adam? Where the hell is
I'm
Adam?
Here.
I thought surely Adam would be here.
I'm here.
Well, where you been all this damn damn time, man. Good. I'm going to announce my divorce and everything, and you're just not coming to...
I'm in the club, too.
That's why you should have been the first one on the call.
Yeah, he's in his own little studio. I mean, I'm downtown, and he's in his own little studio doing God knows what.
I know what he wasn't doing. He wasn't talking to me. Hey, no. Shaletta, heard about it. Sorry. I'm here for you if you need. That's why I called Chad. I ain't even call him. Yeah. I didn't even call him. I didn't even text him. I didn't do nothing.
We had we had a white woman on last hour, and she's getting divorced. And I mean, Adam talked to her the whole time. The whole time. And he did his really white guy voice, too, the whole time. So it stood out even more. All right, we got to fly. See ya.
All right, love you guys.
Shaletta, we have her on for everything, including your honesty and candor about her personal life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.